This is a Hey Area short, bite-sized answers to questions you ask. Sarah Fleming wanted to know,
I was wondering what the origin of Dolores Park is.
KALW's Adriana Morga has the answer.
The answer to that question sort of depends on what your interpretation of origin is. Before any European contact, the Ohlone people lived on the land that is now Dolores Park. When Spanish missionaries arrived, they converted or displaced the Ohlone and planted crops where the park is today. In 1860, the land was purchased for a Jewish cemetery. Here is historian Bill Issel.
After several decades, because the city began moving the buried persons out of the city limits, the cemetery was turned into an empty space.
And the neighbors paid to make a park. It opened in 1905, and less than a year later, when thousands of families lost their homes in the big earthquake, Dolores Park served as a refugee camp. That's how the park started, but it keeps evolving.
Beginning in the 1960s, the park began to be a San Francisco site.
In the 60s, two features were added to the park, a replica of the Mexican Liberty Bell and a statue of Mexican war hero Miguel Hidalgo. During the 1980s, the park went through some dark moments.
When the whole country went through the crack epidemic, so did San Francisco. And one of the marketplaces was Dolores Park.
As the mission's population is growing more wide and wealthy, changes can be seen in who's using the park as well.
So the park, it is a stage for performance of all kinds of different people who are working out how to coexist.
And Mission Dolores Park, this is Adriana Morga for Hey Area.